USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The World Health Assembly is usually a sedate annual gathering of senior government health officials in Geneva, attracting very small amounts of attention outside healthcare specialists. But tomorrow, it's set to bring a summit like none before. Not only has the coronavirus killed at least 300,000 people globally and brought a wrenching economic recession, it's triggered a drastic escalation in tensions between the world's two largest economies, the United States and China. Embroiled in the dispute is the World Health Organization, the United Nations agency, for which the Assembly in Geneva acts as a decision-making body. And now there's the question if the United States will even show up. President Donald Trump has already moved to withdraw American funding from the WHO, which advises its 194 member countries, but actually has no power to enforce healthcare policy. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
President Donald Trump removed a watchdog critical of personnel moves within the State Department. The president informed Congress of the move. Trump wrote he had no confidence in the State Department's inspector general. House Foreign Affairs Chairman Elliot Engel said in a statement he learned Linick had opened an investigation into Secretary Mike Pompeo. Linick, an Obama administration appointee, will be replaced by Stephen Aagaard, a former career Foreign Service officer, to Vice President Mike Pence. The American Civil Liberties Union and other advocacy groups are suing Education Secretary Betsy DeVos over the department's new federal regulations on how sexual assault and harassment allegations should be handled on school campuses. The lawsuit claims the changes will result in fewer institutions taking much-needed affirmative steps to prevent sexual harassment and assault before it happens. The lawsuit also took issue with a rule that allows schools to adopt a clear and convincing evidence standard of proof in sexual harassment complaints. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Phyllis George, the former Miss America who became a female sportscasting pioneer on CBS's The NFL Today and served as First Lady of Kentucky, has died. She was 70. A family spokeswoman said George died at a Lexington, Kentucky hospital after a long battle with a blood disorder. Miss America in 1971, George joined Brent Musburger, Irv Cross, and then later Jimmy the Greek on the NFL Today. The COVID-19 pandemic has slowed the transfer of vital organs for transplant. The public's limited movement, thanks to stay-at-home orders and social distancing, means fewer of the accidents and other traumatic events that generate organ donations. Some people anticipating transplants have now been inactivated from the national wait list because of the crisis. Despite a dwindling supply, surgeons are now declining organs from coronavirus hotspots. In addition, concern about the availability of personal protective equipment has halted live donor transplants at local transplant centers. Donors and transplants reached all-time highs in 2019, according to the United Network for Organ Sharing, the nonprofit that manages the country's organ transplant system under contract from the U.S. government. While the number of weekly transplants nationwide hovered around 800 for the first 2 months of 2020, that number has dipped to under 200 per week by the middle of March. On the one-year anniversary of my heart transplant, for USA Radio News,